mist in morning.
Hark, how the bell is ringing, ding a ding ding.
First for a waking, second for a warning.
Hark, how the bell is ringing, ding a ding ding.
Lessons and how to avoid them. History.
Hark, how the bell is ringing, ding a ding ding.
History started badly and had been getting steadily worse. It is like racing, really, when Beeson and I have a modest flutter through the Undergardener. All the favourites go down. Harold beaten at Hastings. Richard the Lionheart couldn't beat Saladin, who was as black as your hat. Bruce victorious at Bannockburn. Those Scottish pack heavily outweighted. Cavaliers beaten by the Roundheads. Finally, beaten by the Yanks, who throw all our tea into Boston Harbour dressed like Red Indians. That was the absolute end. History began with a lot of barons who oppressed every bode. Then they became respectable and agreed King John was going too far. "Thou mayst have the body," they cried. So he signed Magna Carta in exchange. When King John had got the body, he didn't know what to do with it, of course. He ought to have put a gun in its hand and made it appear like suicide, chiz, like in the detective stories. Everything went on, and people like Prince Rupert zoom about on their chargers at Mach 1 or close to speed of sound. Meanwhile, they discovered books, and lots of people learned to read. This is nothing to boast about, actually, as even Molesworth too can read. But they thought it was wonderful, and it all led to schools. Chiz, chiz, chiz. It also led to knowledge. A serf. "We are not happy in our lot." An apprentice. "Nor in our lot, neither." This meant the rise of the people. And the people have gone on rising ever since, like yeast. Until you know where they are now. Happy and prosperous. You ask them when the television programme is over. And if you ask all those who have gone before, I am not sure whether they would agree that it was worth it. But it is too late now. How to avoid history. No one have ever found a way of avoiding history. It is upon us and around us all. The only thing, when you look at the cunning villainous faces in our class, you wonder if history may not soon be worse than ever. Sometimes you can get out of a hist lesson by seeming ill. Pinch some flour from the kitchen, if Molesworth too have not eaten it, and rub well into face. After 10 minutes, hold the brow and groan. The hist master stops in the middle of Agincourt.
"Thou seemest pale, Molesworth one. Is aught the matter? Come, youth, impart what ails thee."
Note, hist masters always talk like Ivanhoe, Black Arrow, etc. "No, really, sir, I'm quite all right."
"Zounds, it seemeth thou hast the plague, good scholar."
"Nay, sirrah. You talk like that, too. It is catching."
"But 'tis most remarkable, I trow. Hie ye to matron's room for a phial of physic."
"Nay, sir, no witch's brew from yon crone shall ever pass my lips."
"But thy eye is bright with fever. Thou shakest with palsy, and would seem to have the ague. 'Tis surely the king's evil."
"Does that put you off football? It is a chiz." Note, the real chiz about this method of avoiding history is that if the hist master go on long enough, you begin to believe that death is really upon you. You have something wrong with your heart, which have stopped beating. Your jaw is stuck open, you cannot close it. Also, you are going blind. On the whole, it's better to put up with a hist lesson and draw beetles on the blotch quietly, or dab cricket. Science. Old-fashioned scholars, i.e. Tom Brown, Jan Ridd, Fifth Form at St. Dominic's, etc., used to regard science as a joke. They called it stinks, ha-ha, which seemed V-funny to them. They mixed lots of acids and powders in test tubes, and the worse it smelt, the more successful the lesson. Progress is striking. Let us review some of the achievements of our science group. Here are some projects on which we are working. Forward, the young Elizabethans. This is what orange juice have done for the world. In the planning stage. Long term. The Pisan Molesworth spaceship to reach the moon in 20 years. By the time we are 20, we may have worked out how to get back. Or will civilization abandon us? spaceship is made out of a tin bath so we can keep clean when we get there. Advanced stage. 1. The Plunkett radio-controlled germ beamed to attack all masters. 2. The Molesworth 2 thermometer with thermostatic control. Registers normal with matron and then pops up to 102. 3. The jet bowling attachments for cricketers. Fits on arm and delivers ball at Mach 8. Swerve, off-break and googly attachment, extra. 4. Quick-firing chalk gun for violent masters. Telescopic sights. 5. Electronic brain in different sizes. Does Latin sentences, tops up sums, Greek, French and German speaking up to C entrance standard. Answers everything and baffles masters. All these are just wizard wheezes at the moment, but all boys are plotting hard. Except Molesworth too. He is inventing the wheel, as he feel in science nothing should be accepted. He is utterly wet and couldn't hurt a flea. Meanwhile, new society of robot ant boys are pressing headmaster for better equipment. Why not a proton synchrotron to accelerate protons beyond 10 mil A? We must make haste slowly, say headmaster. All the same, once we have the synchrotron, we shall all be a Google-eyed ant society. At the moment, we have the Google eyes at any rate, which is something, especially Peason. When we arrive in our helicopters, we shall take over the school and feed all with cream. Free the slaves! We look to the day. How to avoid science. A good way in a science lesson is to wait until some old-fashioned poison like sulfuric acid, etc., turns up. As per usual, Science Master, who not forward-looking, say, "No boy is to touch the contents of the tube." Make up tube which look the same and place alongside acid. Master begins lesson. Drone, drone, drone. Suddenly, you spring to feet with great cry. Sir! Sir! I can't stand it any longer! Drink coloured water and collapse to be carried out as if dead. MB. If you make a mistake with this one, you are still carried out as if dead. And you are. Divinity. Div is super, because everyone do V bloodthirsty things, which are pleasing to all boys. For instance, Cain did his brother Abel, which is enough to give me an idea occasionally about Molesworth too. Abraham tried to do his small son Isaac on the bonfire. He would have done him proper if he hadn't lost his nerve. I call it disgraceful with a little kiddie like that, who didn't know what his pa was up to. David say, "Yaboo sucks," to Goliath, and buzz a brick at him. Goliath fall stunned, and what David did then, no giant could ever forgive him, i.e., he did him. Some old girl, whose name I cannot remember, also did a chat with a tent peg, a very nasty business, when he was asleep. Then there was another nasty business about Saul putting a chap in the front line. In fact, as Mum would say, the whole thing is rather like the news of the world. Actually, I quite enjoy these tough things, but the Philistines, who are absolutely super chaps, always get beaten in the end. Chiz. Anyway, Samson pull the whole place down on top of every bode, just when the story is getting exciting, so boo to the infant Samuel. How to avoid divinity. You could try being let down by a rope into the class dressed as an angel. You then say to the master, "Lo, who are these cherubim and seraphim who are continually crying?" He reply, "Form 3B. You then say, "Lo, they are not angels, but angels, with the exception of Peason, who have a face like a baboon. You must dismiss them." And the master obey. On the other hand, he may say, "Lo, Molesworth, do 200 lines. It is quite a good wheeze, but probably would not work. Geography. End of term geog paper with answers. Student should write neatly, marking name and form in the right-hand corner. Avoid the usual blotches, like atomic explosions. If you write a note to the next boy, do not tear it off your paper. Any boy will pass who slip examiner half a crown. 40 minutes. Question. What would you find at Hull? Answer. No one but a fool would ask this question. You might find anything at Hull. It might be a razor blade, or an ear trumpet, or a pair of bagpipes. It just depends what is lying around. In any case, you could find the same things in Ipswich. Be more precise in future. Question. What is a watershed? Answer. A tool shed is where you keep tools. A woodshed is where you keep wood. A watershed is where you keep water. Don't waste my time. Question. Are the Andes? Answer. I ask you. Are the Andes? What a question. What does it mean, Clot? Do you mean were the Andes? Of course they were. They didn't pop up overnight, you know. Nor will they pop off again. But I wish you would. Question. In Africa. Answer. I am waiting. The lunatic bin is second turning on the right. They will be waiting for you. In Africa, indeed. MB. If the words in Africa belong to R. the Andes, I neither know nor care. Question. Where would you expect to find India rubber? Answer. You never know with a bungee. It might be at the bottom of the inkwell. Or it might have been cut into little bits for pellets. It might be all mixed up with toffee, penknife, string, stamp, schoolboy's diary, French coins, etc. in one of my pockets. If it's any use to you, Fotherington Thomas have a beautiful pink bungee in that hole in his pencil box. Question. From what tree do you get quinine? Answer. You don't get quinine from a tree, you ass. You get it from matron on Fridays. You wouldn't call matron a tree. An old stick, perhaps. That is a good one. Next question. Question. What are the positions occupied by the sun when it is most remote from the equator? And how many are there in a year and on what dates? Does the sun appear to remain stationary on reaching these points? Is the sun vertical over the Earth's surface north of the Tropic of Cancer or south of the Tropic of Capricorn? What is an ecliptic? Answer. A man who suffers from eclipsy. Question. What is a manioc? Answer. Now you're asking, but who else would have asked all these stupid cues, eh? How to avoid geography. I should think that if you were to answer a paper like that, you might stand a good chance of never doing a geography lesson again. At least not in that school. It might be better down a coal mine. At least you get wages, which you don't at school. You could try and see.